cool. Basically just like psychological programs?
No, so the archetype walks are essentially about discovering and accessing these different ingrained and universal routes in the human psyche, like in our brain. Mm-hmm. And some of those like archetypes would be, you know, the sage or the innocent one, and the magician or the warrior or the king. And these are actually like networks in our psyche that when accessed, it's like its own self-contained power center. And literally, like Carl Jung saw the archetypes as gods within us that we need to cultivate and tap into. And like within every person's psyche, there's four mature archetypes, like the north, south, east, west. I like to think of it as like the sage or the innocent. The south is like the warrior or the wild one. West is the magician. North is the king or queen. And it's like the sovereign ruler. And developing and accessing those and cultivating those poles leads to like a fully developed individual. And the medicine walks is essentially like connecting to those aspects of us and breaking out of just like normal ego operations and like the reality and state of consciousness in which we're normally in, and showing us that like, wow, we have so many different aspects to us. So they're gonna start with like a 20 to 30 minute warrior walk into nature. Well, first off, you set a container. So we're gonna go for like 4 or 5 hours into nature, okay? So we're gonna set this container together, and we're gonna set intentions and have a ceremony. And in the ceremony is mostly about opening to nature, opening to Great Spirit and the lessons that come, but also like giving to nature instead of just like going into our internal world and trying to take from everything and try to figure our own shit out, but like giving our appreciation, giving our awareness to things. So we're gonna have a gratitude circle. We're gonna open to spirit. We're gonna set some intentions, and I'll probably read a hymn from like Hermes. And then we're gonna enter nature. And for the first 20 to 30 minutes walking into nature, it is all about severance and severing from like basically the world, what's been going on. Because usually when we enter nature, there's a lot of like thoughts about, oh, I should be doing this, or like, cause you're finally having a little bit space. So also like inner war just like bubbles up, right? So just like right away, warrior. We don't gotta do anything else, but just like walk into nature, being your warrior, get in your body, right? And then 20, 30 minutes in, I'm sure a spot will come that's aligned and we'll sit down. And now it's time to completely let everything go. And then we're gonna slowly build up connection with the external world. So the whole archetypal walk is essentially, by the end, the goal is to create harmony inside and out so that we can see clearly and be deeply connected to the self and the world around us as like one unified being. So right here is, I like to call it just like a, just like a deeply like present and stillness. It's all about stillness and breathing deeply. And it's letting everything go, letting the world go, letting the body go, just like getting very deep into the breath and a full breath. And then from there, we're gonna slowly build up. So I'm gonna like ask everyone to just bring their awareness while doing the, so the whole time doing a tantric breath work. 5 seconds in, hold for 5 seconds out, hold for 5. And now we're going to slowly build up a connection to senses again. So while our eyes are still closed, we'll feel the wind on our skin. We'll feel the breeze, right? We'll feel the sunlight and the warmth of it. We'll feel the ground beneath us. And then we'll connect to the sense of maybe smell. Actually, smell will come a little bit later. We'll connect to the sense of hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're like, listen, how many birds can you perceive? Like really connect to it while breathing deeply. And just like basically after we have calmed the storm within us, slowly connect to each sense. And when it comes to vision, we're gonna start really small, just observing like up, like lay on our backs and just observe a blade of grass or an ant, right? Because the goal really is, I've noticed that going into nature and just trying to like behold the entire landscape of serene beauty is impossible. And we feel really separate and disconnected. So by starting small, by starting like looking at a blade of grass and just becoming so present and aware with that blade of grass or that ant or a leaf, you know, and slowly building up to giving our awareness and really appreciating a whole tree, all the sounds, all the ripples through it, right? And then we're gonna go to vision part 2, which is actually like called owl eyes by trackers. And this is actually where you don't focus on anything in particular, but on everything. and you see the peripherals of your vision. Like, you look through the peripherals and you see motion, like, and patterns, like, throughout the whole vision. So if you're looking at like a landscape or a tree, instead of like focusing on a leaf, see the whole tree in like your peripheral vision and see the motion, right? So we'll connect to those two aspects of vision. And then as we'll start walking, we'll smell flowers, right? And this is all very softly done. It's all soft. We'll smell flowers, we'll smell the pine cones, we'll connect all the senses up, and our breath will be connected, and the thoughts and stuff will be still. It's about presence right now, cultivating tantric presence. And then as we begin to walk, right, we're gonna enter into the sacred pool. And this is gonna be the east facet of the self. And usually, like, the goal and the intention is to hopefully have like built a strong rhythm of tantric breathing, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, so that we can maintain like deep breath and awareness through all the archetypes. But either way, we're gonna start with the sacred pool. And the sacred pool is just like, it is just that, a sacred pool. It's in an alien world, like everything's new to it. It has no concepts of what colors are, what is a tree. So it's just like, everything's like new, right? And you're not trying to be so deep and grave and be like, oh, I see spirit and stuff. It's like, no, everything's just kind of amusing. Like how the bumblebee just went over there, like, it's kind of amusing. Like, it's just like, like how that tree has grown is just like amusing. And it's just like a sacred fool kind of wandering through the forest. Like nothing deep, nothing intense. And the whole aspect of it is like you almost feel drunk. Like you almost get high on it because you're being so soft. Everything's so gentle. Your body's just loosey-goosey, right? And your perception's just soft and fuzzy. And, like, this is an amazing practice because it taps you into, like, an inner child without trying to be a child. Just be a sacred fool and be soft, and the child will come out of you. The next facet, after, like, 30 minutes of that, 20 minutes of that, is going to be the wild one or the hunter. It's my favorite one. And we're going to stalk through the forest. So while maintaining just... like, all of a sudden, instead of now being so loose and soft, now you're going to be graceful and slow. And you're going to stalk through the forest on your path. And the hunter is so connected to the sounds, to the patterns in nature. The hunter is, like, so silent. And it's the hunter and the hunted. So it's almost like a deep awareness of everything around you. Like, you are a native wild one in the forest hunting. And you're going to get into this hunter mindset and just stalk through the forest. And this is a crazy amount of focus. It's a crazy amount of focus. It's an aspect of the warrior. And it's just so clear. It's so like, you're just one with nature. You're so graceful, slow, and like, yeah, it's the hunter. Then we're going to go west. West is the magi, and it has two facets. So usually at this point in a walk, like 2 hours in, you have enough space where contemplation of life, A, won't be so like, it won't be so hard. You're not gonna be like, oh shit, like, ah, oh, I gotta stop this or keep doing this. Or like, it's more space. The West is all about entering sacred space, and the West is peace. The West is the sunset, which is just like a peaceful surrender into sacred space. And in the West, there's a heart and a mind aspect. The heart one, if people are called that way, would be a like the muse and the beloved, and like singing songs of the soul to nature, singing with nature, or like, you know, singing the song to your inner child, or your beloved self, or your long lost twin soul or something. And that's like the muse. And the other side of the magician in sacred space is clear vision. It's just like you're surrendered, you're not so attached, so you can like actually see the processes and systems of how you're living. So maybe it's going to be a sitting meditation, maybe you're going to keep walking in the magician. I would suggest continue to walk. And also in this magician facet, the symbolism of nature comes into play, because it's all about clear vision. And why it's like third is it's not just you thinking and like projecting into the world, but it's you thinking with nature. So like your thoughts and stuff, it's slow, it's sacred, it's in ceremony, right? And you're just letting them seeing what comes to you instead of trying to think, you know, and letting nature like reflect to you your thoughts and your being. And it's a sacred space where we can actually get clear vision on how we're living, because we have the space to see, right? We have the space to see like, wow, I feel so good. I'm my own source right now. Like, why? Look at all these different times where like, You know, I've succumbed to things because I didn't know this part of myself. Also, clear vision has to do with who you are and what you're here to do, and maybe asking the tree for guidance or asking the waterfall for guidance, you know, after giving our appreciation awareness. It's entering that sacred space alone. And that's the magician aspect that we're going to cultivate there. And it's either going to, I'm going to encourage walking, but you can sit down for that aspect too. And now we're heading towards like the summit or a peak. And we might have to tap back into the warrior for a while just to like gain some distance and like get towards the peak and just let it all go again. And then at the peak or towards the top, we're going to have the king or the nurturing one. And usually this happens to me after like I've been hiking for 4 hours. I've made peace with everything. I've made peace with my soul. Like I have the vision so I can like, okay, this is a few changes I need to make. And now it's time to like hold yourself in nurturing love and just like, wow, man, you're doing it. You made it all the way up this fucking mountain. Like you're on a crazy roller coaster in this life, you know? And it's just like holding yourself from the higher consciousness, from a higher perspective. And that's your king. Your king is wise and compassionate, nurturing and generative. Like everything he touches, he fills it with life, like life force, right? So it's like holding your child that's been so wounded, or holding like yourself that is tied into all these knots and whatnot, and just like really understanding compassionately and just like nurturing that. And also like the king externalized, well, the king inside also is like the balancing of the two worlds. The king like is so centered, he balances all forces. So it's like complete sovereignty in yourself. And just like, wow, I am the sovereign of my own being. Not my thoughts, not my feelings, like not my body can make me do anything. I am the sovereign. And I'm attending to all these worlds within me with loving compassion. And then that externalized is like when you're walking, it's like you are this like nurturing like godfather to all the plants almost, but like not above them. You're just in communion with them, and like every plant you walk by, you're just like, oh, hey, little guy, and like you move the bug over to the next leaf, or like you praise the tree. A huge thing about the king is the king gives praise and blessings to people to build them up, because everyone looks up to the king. Mm-hmm. And then also it holds this like state of calm, compassion, and wisdom. And like, so nothing, when you're in your king, nothing really throws you. You already went through the west where you're like, you're seeing the shadow and whatnot. And now you're just standing in the sovereignty and like giving this like generative spirit to all things and uplifting all things and like tending and nurturing all worlds within you. Mm-hmm. And then usually towards like the last 45 minutes of a hike, when you're nearing the bottom, mm-hmm. it's time to be like playful. You're just like, you're going downhill, you're heading home, like you're getting ready to eat and stuff, and you've done the whole thing, you've been through the whole thing. This is when your sage comes out. When a sage, he doesn't need to do anything, he's already done all of it. Like, and the sage is also has this like deep spark of joy within him.
Yeah.
He has this like deep sense of peace within him, and he is not like nurturing to nature. He is literally one with nature. He is playing with nature. He is playing with all the symbolism. It's just play. Mm. And the sage is also just like the innocent and the child. Mm-hmm. But it's like a divine mind, a divine understanding, a divine connection. Mm. The sage is kind of almost a symbol inside of us, mm. of the one who is deeply connected to spirit and doesn't need to like think or know or observe spirit. But like is a part of it dancing. Mm. It's like spirit dancing through you. Mm. Like you are so deeply connected, it's like beyond even needing to know or think about it. Okay. Beyond even needing to see the symbolism. Like you are the symbolism. And that's like the sage. It's like the living spirit inside of you. And yeah, within the walk, we'll probably have like, that's like the main archetypal day walk. Mm. Like other days we'll have, you know, different types of meditations, and the first day is going to be like less. It's just going to be like, let's go into nature together and just like create some distance. And we're going to talk about breathing with the wind and breathing with the trees, mm-hmm. and these types of things. Mm-hmm. But day two is going to be definitely heavy on the archetypal walks. Mm-hmm. And then that morning I'll give a seminar on all the archetypes, and that evening we'll integrate. So we'll have an integration circle, and everyone's going to talk about like what archetypes stood out to them most and what they like accessed in their experience doing it. And the thing is like everyone's experience is going to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, like many people may not like actually like tap into that capacity of the sage within them super strong. Because all these aspects must be like cultivated. And also like every experience is different, how it flows. Maybe you skip the magician part or skip the warrior part or something like that. But yeah, that's like the archetypal walks for the nature immersion.
I really related to the sage recently because, and first off, that sounds